content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning to all you goyim out there. I know, you're going, what? What did you say? Would you just call me? Oh, no, you know, that's how some of the world views us, you know, as goyim. You know, that is Jewish word for cattle. Moo, moo, big guy. Yeah. Now, 1 minute after the hour of 7 where we are on this Wednesday, hump day edition of the Power Hour. I know, I'm just, whew, you know, up there. Still working on my second cup of coffee. I don't know about you, but, you know, my day starts way earlier than yours, and so I got plenty of time to pump up and get excited about stuff. This week at the Power Mall, as a matter of fact, we got 10% off Vitamir products. Robert Tectalian will be joining us on the show later today to talk about them. 10% off of Strauss Naturals. We just had Wayne Elliott on. Hope you were listening. Grown by Nature products, 10% off and free shipping. Calcium bentonite clay, which if you're not using it, you should be. It should be part of your regular daily regimen in addition to your first aid kit. Not only do you get 10% off all the clay sizes, you get a free ebook, Kickstart Your Day with Clay, along with the mixing instructions, and 10% off astaxanthin, the king of carotenoids. I know, you want an explanation of that. You know, you go to thepowermall.com and look up all those great products, and you can see what all we sell. The Power Mall, by the way, that's the best way to help us stay on the air, or you can make a donation and get a free Vitamir toothpaste when you donate 25 or more. That's dollars, U.S., to call with your donation. You know, you want to do that at 877-817-9829. And your contribution keeps us on the air, keeps the momentum going, because we need to. That simple. You can visit the partners tab on thepowerhour.com and let us know if you shop there as well. One of those partners, Fred Deshefsky, has been on here. He's been a member of the American Numismatic Association for 40 years. Working in the rare U.S. gold and silver coin industry. There's a limited amount of gold and silver out there, and I'm talking about the actual coins, because the gold coins, they quit minting them in 1933, right? It's last year. So, you know, you can talk to Fred at uscoincapital.com. That's O-L, as in capital, like the nation's capital. Or call him on his toll-free number at 800-878-2646. And as he and his staff are standing by to take care of you. Like I said yesterday in the show, you want about $1,000 face value for each member of your family. And if you could do that, and just, you don't have to do it all at once. Do it a little bit at a time. But if you got a lot of cash sitting in your bank account, you might want to take about 15% out of that and invest it in gold and silver. More so silver, because silver in my book is more of a common denominator, and Fred agrees with that. Numismatic gold coins is not like half dollars, like this Franklin half I have in my hand right here, that if you're watching us on live stream, you can see it. I may have Ben's head upside down. We can't do that. That would be not nice to Ben. So you can see General Ben right there on this half dollar. You know, this is 0.90% silver. And on the market, you know, this has more value and is easily tradable than a gold coin. Because a gold coin, I mean, who's got 2,300 or whatever the current price of gold is? And if you really think that your tax lady is going to carry, you know, your burden, you come in there to the tax office and you got to pay $2,300 or whatever the current price of gold is. And you go to the tax office and here, I have a gold coin that should pay my tax for the year. You expect them to take that? Well, I'm sorry, but this is a $20 gold piece. I'll give you 20 bucks for it. No. See, it doesn't work that way in the land of plenty. Because, see, this is how another way that they're going to take your home is when you can't pay your tax, which is why a lot of people still want to hoard cash because that's what it's going to take. And you see, if this doesn't motivate you to encourage your county and your state to come up with some sort of alternative way to pay your tax bill, they will come and take your home when you can't pay. So you're either going to keep, you squirrel away a bunch of money, cash money with their fiat system, because this is how they've all been brainwashed into playing. So, I mean, what are you going to do? You know, if you got $1 million in the bank, you know, and your taxes are $10,000 a year, you're only going to get to write off $7,000 of it because they put a ceiling on it. So the other $3,000 basically is into the ozone. I mean, come on, do the math. You got this. And no, I don't regard you as Goyim, but the powers that be that think that you will own nothing and rent and be happy, they got another guest coming. And then they want to eliminate everybody. We'll be talking to Dr. Ingrid Skop. She's been on the show before. She's the medical director at Charlotte Lozier Institute. This is a pro-life research group. And, of course, a lot of her work has been referenced a lot of different times by justices and attorneys, and she will be joining us as well on the show today. Moving on to world news here at 6 minutes after the hour. Nothing going on in Israel. Let's not talk about Goyim anymore. All right. I know that may be a very sore subject, about as sore a subject as hemorrhoids. And we don't need that either, because you know what causes that, right? Stress. So we don't need it. So let's not worry about that right now. If you're living in Australia and you're listening to the show, you should know that, oh, they're going to start taking issue with knives now. Seriously, they're going to start looking at banning knives in Australia. Now, why is that? Well, because instead of a gun, because nobody's got one except certain criminals. We've had two separate incidents so far that have been making major news headlines involving knives. Police in New South Wales have declared the recent stabbing at a Sydney church a religiously motivated terrorist act, while publicly stating the faith of the alleged attacker. They don't want to do that. The definition means counterterrorism investigators, a joint team comprising of New South Wales and federal police, as well as the Australian Security Intelligence Organization, now have extraordinary powers under New South Wales laws to investigate the attack, according to the BBC. You believe it? They can also conduct searches to prevent any further suspected attacks. Ooh, carte blanche. Geez, this sound like New York City, you know, when they go just, you know, some guy on the street looks suspicious, so they stop and frisk. Yep. A 16-year-old boy was arrested after a bishop, a priest, and churchgoers were attacked during a mass at a Syrian Christ the Good Shepherd church in the west of the city. Four people suffered non-life-threatening injuries. The attacker was also hurt. I'll bet he was. Yeah, of course, the incident was captured on church live stream and quickly triggered unrest in the suburb of Wakeley as locals rushed to support those under attack. ABC News is reporting the boy was previously charged with a range of offenses, including possessing a knife in November last year after an incident at a Sydney train station. A flick knife. And charged with being armed with a weapon intent to commit an indictable offense. Stalking or intimidation to recklessly destroy or damage. He was on bail until his last court appearance, where his case was proven but dismissed with a good behavior bond. Oh, isn't it nice? You get out for good behavior. So he gets emboldened and goes out and does it again. Not only that, but in another related stabbing incident, police in New South Wales have named the attacker who was fatally shot by an off-duty police officer. Australia-born Joel Couchy, 40, was responsible for the attack at Westfield Shopping Center in Bondi Junction in the city's eastern burbs, according to the Sydney Morning Herald. Police Commissioner Anthony Cook told reporters at a media conference Couchy suffered from yet unspecified mental health issues and police investigators weren't treating the attack as terrorism-related. However, six people, five women and a man between the ages of 20 and 55 were killed in the attack. 12 others remain in the hospital, including a 9-month-old child whose mother died during the attack. All because of stabbing. two of the six victims from overseas have no family in Australia. So wrong place, wrong time. Not good. But you see how now they're going to try to ban certain kinds of knives. Oh, I can just see this now. Sorry, but all you Aussies now have to eat with a plastic knife. I'm going to go. You people are so far off your rocker. I mean, literally. You know, it's just like hijacking an airplane. I mean, come on. You could do it with a pair of pantyhose, for crying out loud. You could strangle somebody with that, but they don't outlaw pantyhose. but they're going to try to outlaw. Well, we have to do something about this knife problem. Oh, my God. Here we go. See, meanwhile, left-wing Aussie government has opened the door to record immigration numbers. Yep. The left Labor government set a new record. Unprecedented 105,460 net permanent and long-term arrivals landing in February with 173,370 arriving over the quarter. Oh, they're keeping track. There were 1,136,770 permanent and long-term arrivals to Australia over the year to February, offset by 638,500 departures. So whatever, you know, you want to do the math, it doesn't matter. The national population growth pace of 2.5% with births included was the fastest since 1952. But the high immigration is locking Australians out of the housing market. See, now it's happening everywhere. But see, when you open that door, when you open that Pandora's box, this is what you get. That's what they've done here. No different. Vietnam, meanwhile, has mounted an unprecedented rescue of Saigon Joint Stock Commercial Bank, a lender engulfed in the nation's biggest financial fraud, according to three bank documents and new official information provided to Reuters by a person with access. Without lending, SCB will collapse, and so there's $24 billion on the table. If the lending continues, the National Treasury will gradually dry up. You remember they sentenced the head of the scam, Trong My Lan, to death. She's appealing that, by the way. Since then, the SCB has been using the injections to cover cash withdrawals, according to one of the bank documents, which SCB sent to the central bank in November to account for its use of the loans. So now the powers that be in Vietnam are monitoring what's going on at Saigon Joint Stock Commercial Bank. So I don't know if you want to stay invested in something like that. Dubai, by the way, by the end of yesterday, got 5.59 inches of rain, which soaked Dubai over a 24-hour period. They've got flooding. Heavy thunderstorms have lashed the United Arab Emirates, dumping more than a year and a half's rain in the desert city state of Dubai in just a few hours, flooding major highways and its international airport. But it must have come down really heavy because a lot of that is sand, and it absorbs the rain, but coming down that fast? Might not have been. That's why they got problems there. 13 minutes after the hour of 7, where we are, that's Central Time, Lara Trump has denounced this insane hush money case, saying it's boosting the Trump campaign, believe it or not, just in day one of the trial in New York. $1.5 million in donations on day one. And Lara Trump, who's now co-chair of the RNC, criticized Bragg for targeting her father-in-law. Obviously, she says it's wrong. You should never see this behavior in the United States of America. It's ridiculous. They're dragging this man into a New York City courtroom. It's so clear how partisan that this Alvin Bragg himself wouldn't even take this case up until when? Until Donald Trump announced he was running for president. Oops. During the interview, President Trump's daughter-in-law said former Manhattan DA attorney Cyrus Vance wouldn't prosecute the case because he said it's ridiculous. It's crazy. I mean, literally, every time they come against him, people react and they donate because they know that this is bogus. They know it is. So now it's up for debate whether we have six jurors or seven jurors selected in the Trump hush money trial because they can't decide whether they're impartial or not. several just basically said, I'm sorry, I can't. I can't do this. I have such an, you know, they made social media posts. And obviously all the attorneys are looking at that. And they're blasting Trump on the social media post. One juror had posted or reposted on social media, Republicans projected to pick up 70 seats in prison. That juror also said she lost sleep the night before, and whether she could be fair or impartial, she wasn't one of the six picked. Just unbelievable what's going on. Of course, they wanted to have a peremptory challenge because John Juan Merchan, the judge, reportedly allowed a juror who celebrated Trump's 2020 loss on social media to remain in the jury pool. And of course, the other side, you know, Trump's attorneys had a peremptory challenge. They wanted to have one to excuse the juror because they thought she said she could be impartial, but her social media post said she was celebrating Trump's loss in 2020. So they challenged her. The judge said, nope, she can be impartial. She stays. So does it look like the judge is stacking the jury? I mean, 34 of the potential 96 jurors remained from the first pool. 50 possible jurors disqualified. They can't get a jury pool. They cannot be fair and impartial in New York. I mean, come on. Everybody knows it. Two dozen were white women. Now, why do you think that is? Well, because it probably involves Stormy Daniels and the Playboy playmate. One Hispanic woman and four women of Asian descent. 14 were white men, one man of Asian descent, six other jurors unknown. Judge reportedly excused at least nine jurors after they admitted they could not serve, which left the 34 jurors remaining. So you want to do the math. Now we're down to six or seven, basically. And now Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg filed a contempt motion against Trump. And why is that? Well, because he called Michael Cohen and Stephanie Clifford, two key prosecution witnesses, two sleaze bags on Truth Social. And this is exactly why they're monitoring Truth Social. And of course, Trump lawyer Emil Bove said at an emergency hearing last week in appeals court, the First Amendment harms arising from this gag order from the judge right now are irreparable because Trump shouldn't be muzzled while his critics routinely assail him. And right after day two of Trump's trial, guess where Trump went? He went to the Harlem Bodega where the owner defended himself. Remember the knife attack there by the violent customer? And he ended up stabbing him to death instead. He was prosecuted by Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg. Remember that? And then Bragg had so much pressure on social media that he had to drop the charges. And now the bodega owner is suing the state. Well, Trump showed up there, man, and everybody was yelling, four more years, four more years. Boy, they were loving it. See, it's all about optics, ladies and gentlemen. That's what this is all about. And now we move on to what's going on in Congress. It gets weirder by the minute. Marjorie Taylor Greene, of course, Breitbart News, claims to get the scoop. We got the scoop. It's exclusive. We got the scoop. Pat us on the back. We got the scoop. Yo, yo, yo. We got the scoop. Y'all, you goyim out there. Yeah, we got the scoop. Yeah, MTG says she's prepared to force House Speaker Mike Johnson out of his position with a vote to vacate the chair if the speaker doesn't willingly resign. Oh, she's not the only one. Oh, there's more. More of them are jumping on board now. So, you know, apparently this 702 FISA deal has really got a lot of Republicans up in arms. Thomas Massey of Kentucky also has publicly joined Green's effort, saying that Johnson must resign or face the same fate as his predecessor, former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who, of course, quit. So understand that Johnson's 702 FISA ploy did provide such warrant protections for only members of Congress. Protections Johnson didn't seem necessary for hundreds of millions of Americans not currently serving in the U.S. Congress. Wow. You see, now the real truth is coming out. Johnson is a rhino. He's a turncoat. That's my opinion. I don't know about yours. Phone lines are open, 844-769-2944, if you want to chime in. But this is serious. And, of course, Johnson has to say, well, you want Hakeem Jeffries as speaker? You keep this up and you kick me out and he's liable to be. Well, the thing is now we know, right? Now we know. Johnson has repeatedly violated the Hastert rule, according to former, you know, it's named after former Speaker Denny Hastert, a Republican principle that holds that GOP speaker will not bring a proposal to the floor that does not have the support of at least the majority of the majority. Johnson has repeatedly violated that on spending and other proposals. Now he wants all this money to go to Ukraine again that we don't have. MTG is confident if this ever gets to the point where Johnson needs to be forced out and Johnson doesn't willingly resign like former Speaker John Boehner did when he saw the writing on the wall back in the fall of 2015, there's going to be many more votes against Johnson than there were against McCarthy. But to quote Thomas Massie, what he told Mike Johnson at the meeting this morning with MTG, that if this vote is held, it's very likely there will be more Republicans voting to vacate you than there was against Kevin McCarthy. So, unrest in Congress, all because of this FISA thing. It's got to go to the Senate yet. And they're expected to pass this on Friday, which is the D-Day. I mean, if they can't get this done in 2 days, it goes away. Then they have to bring the whole thing up again, and it's going to be up for an even bigger debate the next time. But so they want to pass this as quickly as they can because they need to continue to spy on Americans. And you know that congressman from Ohio? Yeah, Turner, Mike Turner. He's the one pushing this, and he's lying through his teeth if you think that they're not going to spy on American citizens. Oh, they are, and they have, and they will. Otherwise, the FBI wouldn't be going to the guy that started Telegram and asking him to turn over all the information. You need to join up with us. This guy is in Russia, right? He created it. And the FBI approached him trying to turn him. He said, no, not doing that. You know, so right now, Telegram and Substack seem to be the only place that you can get your word out. Because everybody else has got, you know, taken issue with it because they've been infiltrated. Smartmatic and One American News have settled the election defamation lawsuit. Yep. One American News Network accused Smartmatic of saying that the company rigged the 2020 presidential election to help Biden beat Trump. And of course, the terms of the settlement are confidential. The company voluntarily dismissed the suit in 2021 against OAN. They estimated that OAN's false claims wiped out as much of its business value, reducing it to less than $1 billion from more than $3 billion. Chip Babcock, a lawyer for OAN, also confirmed the settlement without providing details. Well, they can't. It's just the way it is. Don't even try to look. OAN positioned itself to the right of Fox and Newsmax, sometimes airing conspiracy theories. This is, of course, the news reporting this stuff. And what's the difference between conspiracy theories and the truth? About 6 months. And of course, they were reporting on J6 and vaccine safety. And of course, then Verizon and AT&T's DirecTV stopped carrying its programming. You see, they got censored too. Smartmatic is based in Boca Raton, Florida. And it accused OAN of causing irreparable harm by spreading disinformation about the election and its technology. Well, I think we know what's going on here. We're not stupid. We can surmise this. Biden, by the way, has refused to testify in a GOP-headed impeachment inquiry. Yep. Yeah, he was asked to show up there and testify, and he said no through Richard Sauber, special counsel. to the president, telling James Comer of Kentucky, the House Oversight Chairman, the president would not testify in the partisan charade. Oh, my goodness. There's the pot calling the kettle black. I looked up the definition of reprobate in the dictionary. It said, see Joe Biden. So they've obviously found, and this is what's weird, because the Bidens decided to be transparent about their income tax filings, saying they reported an adjusted gross income of $619,976 for their joint income tax returns in 2023. Really? What happened to all the extra cash that the big guy made? You see, something's a little weird going on here. They got the records from Hunter Biden, including foreigners, you know, payments from businesses and individuals to members of the Biden family while Biden was VP, and they want more of it. And so, you know, they've identified payments from Hunter Biden's business to the president. Now, where's that? That wasn't declared. Probably hiding in some offshore bank account somewhere. And it's no wonder they don't want to do 702 FISA warrant searches on Congress and people like the president. I mean, we can't have that. That's a big problem. And of course, Biden doesn't want to testify. Do you expect him to go in front of Congress and start spilling his guts? I don't think so. Not going to happen. The Maine governor, Janet Mills, says she's going to allow a narrowly passed bill that would award the state's four electoral college votes to go toward the winner of the national popular vote. She signed that into law, as opposed to the current system where the votes go to either the winner of the state's popular vote or according to the results of each congressional district, as is the case in Maine. So now this is by this group known as National Popular Vote, behind the push for states to enter into a national popular vote interstate compact that would hand the presidency to whoever gets the greatest number of popular votes at the national level. Sounds suspicious to me. They want to, in the alternative to abolishing the Electoral College. They want all the electoral votes to go to those. So in other words, whoever gets the most popular votes overall, so they can basically pad them with all these mail-in ballots to fudge the numbers. You see, they're trying to do it again. And now Maine's governor's gone right along with it. So now all of Maine's electoral votes are going to go to whoever gets the most national popular vote. That's what it amounts to. A teacher accused of having sex with a 17-year-old male student in Omaha, Nebraska, is married to a government official in the DOD. That's Department of Defense, for those of you who don't know that. 45-year-old Aaron Ward is facing a single count of felony sexual abuse by a school staffer. She was a sub teacher at Burke High School in Omaha when she was allegedly found in a parked car at a dead end road at 3 a.m. by Douglas County Sheriff's deputies. Isn't it amazing how that works? She is married to William Douglas Ward, Deputy Director of the Commander's Action Group for NORAD. Oh, my. Gotta love that scandal. Hey, we'll be back with more news about our two-tiered system of abusive justice after these words from the Power Hour and the Power Mall. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
And we are back at 34 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time here in this hump day edition of the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. We were talking about the two-tiered system of abusive justice being challenged. And, of course, what's going on in the Supreme Court right now could favor former President Trump. Because this ruling in this case affects Trump as well as it does the other J6ers that have been charged under 18 U.S. Code, Section 1512, subparagraph C. These convictions under that section can lead to up to 20 years in prison. Now, you have to understand what that statute says. So we're going to talk about the law here for a minute. So bear with me. I know you don't like hearing about the law, but you need to know if more Americans knew the law, we wouldn't be having the problems we have already. And I know a lot of you out there say, look, we already have these laws on the books that you're not enforcing. Well, welcome to my world. You know, I see this every day. They're not enforcing the law. That's what two-tiered systems of abusive justice do, is they enforce what laws they want to enforce. And when they do, they twist the law to get what they want. That's the abusive part of this equation, okay? There is a police officer, Joseph Fisher, from Jonestown, Pennsylvania, was indicted on several counts following J6. Now, everything that we talk about J6 has to do with a capital breach, including obstructing an official proceeding under Enron-era obstruction law. Did you hear what I just said? An Enron-era obstruction law, which states, whoever corruptly alters, destroys, mutilates, or conceals a record, document, or other object, or attempts to do so with the intent to impair the object's integrity or availability for use in an official proceeding, or otherwise obstructs, influences, or impedes any official proceeding or attempts to do so, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 20 years or both. The charge relates to the alleged obstruction of the congressional certification of the 2020 presidential election results, a proceeding that paved the way for the inauguration of Biden 2 weeks later. Mr. Fisher argues he should not have been charged under 1512C, an evidence tampering provision of the Sarbanes-Oxley Act aimed at curbing the wrongdoing on Wall Street. The legislation came in the wake of the fraud scandals related at Enron. You know, like Robin Williams said at Man of the Year movie, take the money and run. Pointing to the sign on his back, which should be there, like race car drivers should have everybody that supports them, or other major corporations that do the same thing. Enron, as you know, employed dubious accounting practices to conceal falling profits and exaggerate earnings. Its employees reportedly began destroying paperwork. The legal term for that is called spoliation. When they learned indictments were in the works. Yeah, we got to get rid of the evidence. Yeah, that's called spoliation, folks. Another legal term for your craw. See, like I said, if everybody knew the law, they would have said, hey, obstructing an official proceeding, according to Mr. Fisher, some defendants who arrived at the Capitol after Congress was evacuated on J6 were also charged with obstructing an official proceeding when there wasn't an official proceeding going on. Mr. Fisher says he left the complex before Congress attempted to move forward certifying the election, and he was in Maryland at the time of the actual breach. Legal experts, including Mr. Fisher's defense counsel, have criticized the Biden administration for prosecuting defendants, including President Trump, under the law, argue it's an inappropriate vehicle for the prosecutions. Lawyers argue that the accounting reform law, under which Mr. Fisher and others have been charged, is being used by the DOJ to prosecute people who are exercising their First Amendment right to protest congressional certification of the election results. And of course, Fisher's attorney, Jeffrey Green, said the Biden administration was wrong to charge his client under that statute, 1512C of Code 18, which is a federal penal code, which was intended to be used for evidence tampering only. Congress passed the statute to prevent the destruction of evidence, he said. So what evidence was destroyed? You see, Sarbanes-Oxley-based Enron-driven evidence statute that about evidence tampering is not one of them. Under the J6 prosecutions, 1512C had never been used for anything other than evidence tampering. U.S. Solicitor General Elizabeth Prologar said 1512C is a narrow legal provision. And guess what? The United States Supreme Court is not convinced. And what's amazing, the provision by its terms is not limited to evidence impairment. Instead, it's a classic catch-all with regard to obstruction, she said. Oh, a classic catch-all, Ms. Prologar. Justice Neil Gorsuch asked, and you're going to love this, if pulling a fire alarm to halt a proceeding would subject the offender to a 20-year prison term. Think about that. You remember the congressman that pulled the fire alarm? That was obstructing an official proceeding. Ms. Prologar, of course, responded and said, well, it might, but the government would have to prove criminal intent. Oh, you see how the two-tier system of justice works here? All these people were told by Trump at the Ellipse to go peacefully protest. There was nothing in there about storming the Capitol to disrupt the ongoing process of certifying the election. Trump didn't tell everybody, get your AR-15s and go to the Capitol and go in there and murder everybody. That'll stop it. Trump did not say that. But yet all the Democrats want to make it look that way, including the J6 committee. Oh, yeah, Trump needs to go down for the same thing. Well, excuse me, but that's not it. Because even the Solicitor General said there would have to be a backstop of needing to prove corrupt intent. And see, the U.S. Supreme Court is not buying this. And lawyers on the outside are going, oh, that 1512C is going to get thrown out. Because Samuel Alito, even the Justice Samuel Alito, asked if protesters obstructing a trial would violate the statute. For all the protests that have occurred in this court, the DOJ has not charged any serious offenses. Oh, it's okay for the Democratic protesters to come in there and have a sit-in. Not one of them's got a day in prison. Why isn't that a violation of 1512C paragraph 2? See, that's when Prologar says, well, we have to prove corrupt intent. Oh, really? You see, that's what, Prologar says Mr. Fisher went to the Capitol intending to prevent Congress from conducting business. Congress wasn't even there. He wanted to use violence. He wanted to intimidate Congress. They can't vote if they can't breathe. Really? Did any of our protesters actually storm the Capitol with guns? I mean, Byrd shoots Ashley Babbitt. Ryland gets trampled and beat on by Capitol Police Officer Lila Harris. She's dead, smothered, suffocated. People who tried to rescue her. Justice Amy Coney Barrett asked if the protesters could have been charged under the section even if they hadn't breached the Capitol. And of course, Prologar, if they had remained outside, but their goal was to impede, chanting things like stop the steal, getting too close, and ignoring the police's calls to disperse, would that still violate the statute? Amy Coney Barrett asked. Ms. Prologar said if that happened when Congress had to go into recess from a joint session because of a security risk, then it probably would be chargeable if there was evidence of criminal intent. Oh my, you see where the First Amendment comes into play here? You can't even go to this. That's why I've been saying this, folks. You can't even go to the Capitol grounds without somebody arresting you for something. They may as well just tell everybody, look, stay away. Just stay away. Don't even come here. Don't even protest. We're going to arrest you for something because we operate on a two-tier justice system and it's abusive. And we will get you. You watch. I just look at all the J6 defendants that haven't even been to trial yet, haven't even had an arraignment, and are still in prison because the U.S. government deems them as enemy combatants. Wow. But you see, Ms. Prologar keeps forgetting that there were agents provocateur there at the Capitol that day yelling, get in there! I keep going back to that Gene Hackman Enemy of the State movie, man, just yelling at these government goons to go run into that restaurant where they eventually end up engaging in a firefight. If you haven't seen Enemy of the State, probably be a good flick to watch. Don't think they don't have the capability. I mean, we're talking about surveillance state here. But right now, it appears that the Supreme Court is not buying the solicitor's arguments. Trump has been charged with the same thing, and he never went to the Capitol. He never even intimated people should go to the Capitol with criminal intent. He said peacefully protest. But you see how the two-tiered system of justice, especially abusive justice, works in this country? And then you got Solicitor General like Elizabeth Perlogar to go show up and defend what's going on here. This is just nuts. So that means that if the Supreme Court decides that 18 or 1512C of 18 U.S. Code doesn't apply, that means that the main count that could put Trump in prison in the D.C. criminal case and all these other J6 defendants are now going to have their sentences reevaluated. Everybody's sitting there with bated breath waiting for the outcome of that one, especially Joseph Fisher, police officer. Wow. Moving on to the economy and business section, Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport continues to retain its title as the world's busiest airport. Despite the competition, ranking number one on the list last year, the airport's Council International World announced its annual list, which showed significant differences from previous rankings. The changes were largely driven by international markets, which have had a swifter post-pandemic recovery than domestic air traffic has. Well, that's because people in America hate each other. Atlanta was ranked number one, Dubai ranked number two, besting and surpassing Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport, which was number was slipping number three. It is number three now, slipped from number two. Denver slid from third place to sixth. Chicago moved down five spots from number four to number nine. Tokyo made a big leap from 16th to number five, while Charles de Gaulle slipped out of the top 10. So the total movement of 8.5 billion passengers worldwide through Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson represents a 94% return to pre-pandemic levels. Is it because people are just figuring out that they're not going to get COVID from traveling on an airplane? Or is it just simply because they got to get on with their lives? Now we have another issue too. About 43% of CEOs, now they care, they fear AI could impact their own job. Well, yep. A&D Digital reveals a significant number of UK-based CEOs are grappling with the potential threat that AI poses to their own position while simultaneously pushing for its adoption within their organization. Sorry, guys, you can't have it both ways. Could be a game changer. The push for AI adoption by executives has certainly been met with skepticism by some. The technology is being marketed as a solution to non-existent problems in the workplace, primarily driven by a post-pandemic slump in the PC sales market. Oh, gee, wonder why that is. Is it because of the people that are in charge of manufacturing a lot of these PCs have ties to Bill Gates? You know, already so many people that used to work for Microsoft hate his guts. Now you know why. And there's certainly something wrong with men's health issues, testosterone or not. Some serious problems here. Mental, healthy, normal issues. In a social media post, tech executive Greg Eisenberg, CEO of Late Checkout, shared his encounter with a 24-year-old man in Miami who admitted to spending $10,000 a month on AI girlfriends, predicting that this growing trend could lead to a $1 billion industry. The New York Post reports the concept of AI-generated virtual companions has been gaining traction in recent years, with various platforms offering users the opportunity to create and customize their own AI girlfriends. Wow. Give me a partner I can live with. Yeah, these virtual partners can engage in conversations, provide emotional support, and even participate in erotic role play, depending on the user's preferences. Wow. Eisenberg's post recounted his conversation with the Miami man who explained his fascination with AI girlfriends, stating, "Some people play video games. I play with AI girlfriends." The man expressed his love for the ability to customize his virtual companion's likes, dislikes, personality traits, finding comfort in these interactions at the end of the day. A recent survey by InfoBip found that nearly 20% of Americans, 20%, have flirted with chatbots, with motivations ranging from curiosity, 47.2%, to loneliness, 23.9%. That is an issue, folks. Loneliness in America. How do you think that happened? Well, maybe it had something to do with us being locked down, huh? Some users, 12.2%, even sought sexual chat within a private space, while others, 16.7%, were unknowingly AI fished, not realizing they were interacting with a chatbot. Because of the very personal nature of the conversations held with AI girlfriends, privacy experts consider them a privacy nightmare. AI-generated romantic partners are unsurprisingly harvesting extremely personal information, and virtually all of them sell or share their data to other entities, according to a new study from Mozilla's Privacy Not Included project. To be perfectly blunt, AI girlfriends are not your friends, Mozilla researcher Misha Rykoff said. Although they are marketed as something that will enhance your mental health and well-being, they specialize in delivering dependency, loneliness, and toxicity, all while prying as much data as possible from you. There's much deeper underlying mental issue that goes beyond a healthy normal. And not only that, they can share all this stuff with the U.S. government. I had to bring that up. Jeff in North Carolina, I'm sure you like that story.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What did you say the amount was, Dave, that guy spent $10,000 a month? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Gee,
on AI girlfriends. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, my goodness.
Now we know. Right. I mean, you want your personal information turned over to the United States government? Really? I mean, come on. We already know that's going on.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you're right. You're exactly right, Dave. You can see that really blowing up because, you know, if somebody can sit there, a lonely person, lonely man sitting there saying, well, hey, I don't want to deal with a stupid girlfriend anymore. I want to have one I can program and make what I want, you know, how I want her to look and everything. I'll just go that route. I don't care how much I have to pay on that. You know what I'm saying, Dave?
Yeah, until she says, why don't you go kill yourself? Imagine that.
Yeah, I know. Well, hey, man, I had a couple questions, Dave. How many people, I don't know if you know this or not, but how many people are locked up due to J6 right now? Do you know?
From what I understand, it's in the dozens right now as far as those being held that haven't been to as much as a hearing, let alone a trial. It's in the dozens right now. I mean, we certainly can. You can Google that probably and find out, or DuckDuckGo and find that out.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, I think it'd be a slight understatement to say our government is out of control. Yeah, you think that's an understatement?
Well, Julie Kelly has been keeping tabs on them.
Yeah. Well, hey, Dave, one more comment, then I'll get off here. You know, I've been talking to you more than once about the restaurants and the food and everything else. I've been doing an investigation into some of these restaurants, and there's more to it than this, Dave. I don't know if you pay attention to this stuff or not, but if you go into some of these restaurants, you're going to see images of occult stuff on the ceiling and on the lamps and everything. I was looking at a Cheesecake Factory inside of it, and I also was looking at there was another one, and some of the stuff going on right now, for instance, Chick-fil-A was giving out toys that were all with all symbols of Illuminati and pyramids and
I've heard about this stuff. I did hear about that. Yeah. And it's kind of evil manifesting itself. And we knew this was going to happen in this day and age. I appreciate your comments this morning, Jeff. I got to take another call here. Kevin in Ohio. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dave. This one really eats me all the time. January 6th prisoners. I read Jake Lang's last phone call account yesterday. And, that man sees about 2 hours of daylight a day. It's all solitary confinement. No books, no radio, no nothing, no contact whatsoever.
I mean, it's sad but true. We're at the break, Kevin. Sorry, but I'm glad you were able to chime in this morning. We're coming to the break now. Afterwards, we're going to try to dial up Dr. Ingrid Skop and talk about the Supreme Court abortion pill ruling. After these important messages from the Power Mall and the Power Hour, stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.